This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the November 23rd, 2012 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery, Spine. I'm Natalie Pynchon, and I will be reading a summary of an article on trauma published today. Treatment of subacute thoracic spine fracture dislocation by total vertebrectomy and spine shortening. A technical note by Alessio Cristino and colleagues. The current treatment of vertebral fracture dislocation when there is total telescoping of the involved vertebrae is a combined approach including corpectomy, anterior support implant, and further posterior instrumentation. However, the reduction and stabilization of these fractures can be accomplished just with a posterior approach. This might avoid some complications related to the anterior approach. The authors report on two paraplegic patients with high thoracic fracture dislocations who were treated in the subacute phase with total spondylectomy and spinal shortening via a posterior approach. Complete recovery of the sagittal balance was achieved with this technique, and the postoperative periods were clinically uneventful. When there are reports of neurological deficits following these procedures, the authors do not recommend this technique in the treatment of patients with intact or incomplete spinal cord injury. The authors conclude that in paraplegic patients with anterior thoracic dislocation fractures, in which one vertebral body blocks the reduction of the other, total spondylectomy and spinal shortening seem to be a reasonably safe and effective technique. Thank you for listening. JNS PG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter, and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group.